I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes. Ted's American foods the whole world loves. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right in with the birthdays. Ola Macholas, today is our youngest daughter, Sierra, pronounced Squirt's 23rd birthday. Could you please give her a suck-it-up cupcake, a big old bong rip, and some of Mike's bitter butter batter? I love you, Squirt. Stay fresh, my friends. That's from Mom and Dad.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Betty bought her butter, some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bitter, batter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her butter, bitter, better butter.
Guys, I was curious if you could send my girl, Jamie Lynn, a special birthday request. Awesome mom that will do anything for the two kids, Grayson and Keelan, and puts up with all of my S. And she's going to make a perfect wife. I love you, baby girl. Could the dirty Germans tell her what I'm going to do to her on our honeymoon in Germany? Thanks, guys, and keep up the awesome show. That from Chris.
Yeah, he's going to show you the quick way to make what we call the German chocolate cake.
Yeah, so maybe his slippy is a kofferken. Yeah, see, it's a little, it's a specialty dish here in Germany.
Yeah, he's going to show you the skin gherkin.
Yeah. Gherkin.
Yeah, jerkin' the gherkin.
Yeah.
Subject, Black Lavender's birthday, bitches. Hola, Macholas, it's my 31st birthday, blah, blah, blah. Hits a blunt. Hey, Teddy P, I need to get you out here to Kansas and hunt some Midwestern women. Teddy, thick white women as far as the eye can see.
Nice.
Can the dirty Germans tell my girl how Black Lavender going to handle that big old booty? Thanks, fellas, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, he's going to slap one butt cheek and want to go back and forth like a waterbed for 20 minutes.
Yeah, since as he enters that, the lavender's going to cover you in an essential oil.
Oh, yeah, homemade.
Yeah. It comes from the earth.
Yeah, he'll just say it's lavender oil, nothing to worry about.
Why is it so sticky?
Guys, today is my wife Kayla's 33rd birthday as a new convert to the men's room. This is for sure the best or second best gift she'll get today. Could you please give her a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about her favorite soda? Thanks, guys.
What is it?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, well, oddly enough, they like to call me Jolt.
Yeah, well, I hope you're ready for some Mountain Dew.
Or the old Hawaiian punch, but it doesn't go in your mouth.
Yeah, somebody puts the ginger in the ale.
Pull my root beer.
Guys, want to wish Mark a happy 37th birthday, whether your penis is too small and the dirty German's talking about planting corn. Thanks, guys. That's from Aaron.
Yeah, I'll be planting corn directly into your anus.
Yeah, sometimes the hardest part about planting the corn is getting through the maze.
Yeah.
Maze. Yep.
Hola, guys. Can I get a birthday wish to my wonderful son of 38 years and the dirty Germans, please, with a delicious fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, if we play our cards tonight, tonight we'll both be enjoying a fish sandwich.
Yeah, I went to mine with extra tartar sauce.
Oh, it's coming right up.
Yeah, I was going to just wipe it off your cheek.
Why is there relish in it?
Yeah, that seems gross.
Yeah.
Like somebody licking their thumb and then wiping tartar sauce off your cheek.
I got it.
That's hot.
Old Bacholas, could you give a birthday shout-out to my mom, Patty? She's a nurse turning the big 60 today. Listens to your show religiously. So can we get the Dirty Germans to show a little birthday loving for the nurses out there? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, I'm glad you like scrubs, because I plan on scrubbing part of you later.
Yeah, it's the best part about these nurses is that they're only people dirtier than us.
Yeah.
They don't even try to be.
You don't mind blood, semen, and fecal matter. All three will be included tonight.
Yeah, happy 60.
Hey guys, I want to give a birthday shout-out to the finest mother of two, an incredible dip maker and wife of one of Seattle's most notoriously difficult and asinine men. Yeah. Happy 45th birthday, that from her husband, Thrill.
Could you please give her
your penis is too small, and a very happy Chinooka.
Happy
Chinooka. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Ted, I got a funny birthday story about Steve's wife's birthday. I'll tell you off the air, though. In a couple minutes here. This is just me.
I was telling me earlier.
It's just me being just typical me because I'm a freaking idiot.
All right, that sounds bad.
It is bad.
Oh!
Subject sex. Gentlemen, I wish I'd been able to send this yesterday. I'm not sure. Let's see here. My first time with my ex-girlfriend's ex-girlfriend. Try and follow along. My high school girlfriend was bisexual. We didn't go out very long and never ended up going all the way. Her ex-girlfriend, right before me, it turns out, had a thing for me too. Now this girl was just ridiculously beautiful, and having met her a couple times before, I definitely had a thing for her as well. A few weeks after breaking up with my girlfriend, this girl, her ex, is waiting by my car when I got off work. Asked if I want to go to the lake. Hell yeah. So we spend the afternoon at the lake, sexual tension kind of rising. Driving back, she out of nowhere asks if we want to go someplace and have sex. Heart pounding, dry mouth, feelings down below, I manage to say yes. Well, my car is too small. No place comes to mind, but she says she knows a place and gives me directions. We drive to our ex-mutual's house. Her and her family are on vacation. She got the spare key, and the rest is history. Couldn't have asked for a better or more exciting first time. We never dated, but continued to hook up periodically over the years, and many more times in our ex's house. Best sex I've ever had. Still great friends to this day. Cheers, guys. That from James. And one more. As far as the air fryer is concerned, gentlemen, my longtime roommate and I are proud owners of an Instapot, and this year for Christmas, she bought us the Instapot air fryer kit. This consists of a lid that simply replaces the Instapot lid and other stuff that makes this thing work. We heard you guys waxing poetic about the air fryer and the miracle that is the last year, so it seemed like the right choice. Well, Tuesday night, she had found some of those frozen crab poppers at the grocery store. We made these as our first trial with this beast. Suffice to say, the result was stupendous. It probably doesn't hold a candle to Thrill's Cuisinart, but it does a fine job for anyone who already owns an Instapot. Beer and air fryers, guys. That from Dennis.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef now.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
I thought we were doing crab and lobster today, man.
The ocean was shut down today.
God damn it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I hate it when that
Man, it's COVID, so not even the fish had to, like, go somewhere else.
Yeah, the crustaceans.
Yes, all the crustaceans. You got to get out of the ocean, fellas. I don't know where to tell you to go.
I'll tell you what, Miles, the color of that energy drink, I feel like you're jerking a White Claw.
That is,
I wish it had alcohol in it.
So obviously, when you think about American foods, we talked about it earlier, you think about the portion size.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's also a lot of American foods that the world all around loves. Now, obviously, you know, we're going to have certain things that go, you know, there's a lot of exchange between us and Canada, us and Mexico.
Sure.
We're all neighbors.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff people love. Number one on the list.
In fact, I went to Mexico to borrow a cup of sugar. That's how close we are as neighbors.
Yeah. I went up to Canada to get some gravy.
Oh, he's talking about booger sugar.
Oh, you thought I meant edible sugar. Oh, no, I meant cocaine.
You thought I meant brown gravy?
Are we all missing something?
Right. Like, what is it by in Canada? That's why they closed the border.
Ah.
Right, so these are foods that people all over the world love from America. Number one, pretty simple, Heinz tomato ketchup.
Huh. You know what? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I guess we are the home of ketchup, aren't we?
But Heinz specifically.
Correct.
Like mustard is, you know, I'm sure mustard, English, German.
English in England, it's obviously huge. Mustard anywhere they eat a lot of sausages.
Like the home of it, you know what I mean? Like where mustard itself, instead of just the seed.
But the first time I went to England, it's like 20, 30 years ago, and I got a burger there, and I'd ask for ketchup because it's just not standard like it is here. And this woman hemmed and hawed. She's looking around like it was a weird request. She disappears into the kitchen. She walks back out of the kitchen. And they brought a full metal bowl. The bowl was full of ketchup. And then this silver bowl is on top of a lace doily on top of a silver plate. And I was like, ma'am, if any American asks you for ketchup, just hand us the bottle, dog. Like, it's cool.
You don't
it's
have funny, to do all they this. Still we, don't do it.
No, like, not at all.
The serving dish is smaller, but, like, they still don't just give you a bottle. They give you a little thing of ketchup.
Are there other bottles on the table, though?
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah, like the HP vinegar sauce. And
HP,
stuff like
vinegar,
that.
All that yeah. stuff.
So it's not the idea of it's not cool to put a bottle
no,
on the
No, it's
table.
Not that at all. No, no, no. It's just ketchup's not standard there like it
right.
is here.
Right, and you're right. Like, the sausage roll is big in England, and right? So that's always going to be mustard.
Mustard, right.
And then, right, most fish and chips, you're just putting vinegar on it or the brown sauce, as they call it.
Okay.
Trust me, our buddy Arlo White, he put out a picture of him eating a breakfast Sammy. Or whatever they call it.
Sando.
And he had ketchup. And I mean, all the English people were like, where's the brown sauce? What are you doing with ketchup?
Remember, I went to America, kids.
Yeah, right. Next on the list, deep dish Chicago-style pizza.
Okay.
I'm glad people like that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, around the world, there's different versions of pizza. Obviously, the American versions made it out there. But, right, if you've never been to, like, deep dish is going to be like, oh, my goodness.
It's because a slice is a meal.
I'll give you two quick warnings on pizza if you're traveling abroad, if we could ever do that again. If you go to Canada mm-hmm. and you ask for a pizza, just know that blue cheese will be included in the mixture of the cheese.
Oh, that's standard?
That's pretty standard.
Damn.
Yes. The other thing is, if you go to Mexico and you order a pizza.
Don't eat it.
With pepperoni or whatever you think, it's not going to be pepperoni. It's going to be sliced hot dogs. So it's almost better just to get a cheese pizza if you go to Mexico.
I think I'd take hot dog pizza over blue cheese pizza. I hate
for
blue
you,
cheese.
I understand. I would say this. My experience in Mexico, unless it is an American-owned business, if they offer American-style stuff, it's true only in name. Remember I told you about the burgers? And
yeah.
Like, right. So, I mean, it's just right. just get Mexican food yeah. in Mexico. You're good.
Next on the list, Miles, you love this. You get it all the time.
Chicken wings.
If you go to this place.
Ooh. If I go to this place, I get it all the time.
It's your standard order.
Big Mac?
Big Mac.
Big Mac.
People love the Big Mac. It's travel the world. Obviously, McDonald's is not just in Europe. I mean, you're talking Asia, Africa, all these different countries. And people really enjoy the Big Mac.
Algonia.
Yeah. Mike's got a story coming up in headlines about a guy who broke coronavirus protocol, quarantine, and drove 100 miles to go to a McDonald's to get a Big Mac.
All right.
Damn.
I mean, he got his car impounded. I mean, he got arrested, all for a Big Mac.
Yeah. Well, our buddy Ron over in Belfast, he told me about when the Krispy Kreme opened up over there. He was like, you wouldn't believe the lines.
Didn't you say people waited in the line for hours?
Yeah, like craziness. All right, this one kind of caught me off guard. It's a cereal.
Is it a sweet cereal or one of the...
Frosted Flakes?
Yes, Frosted Flakes.
That's people the standard, though.
To us.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't see that one. Like, because there's other stuff on here that you got to cook it. It was like Frosted Flakes. All right.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of places, they don't add sugar in advance.
Well,
right?
Also
so when
just,
you go to England, they'll put in, would you like a lump? And they'll spread. But in the States, you're like, look, if you're going to put sugar on it, we'll do it for you.
I don't
sugar
know.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had just plain corn flakes lately. Don't do that.
No.
I did it in a hotel I was staying in. They had a little continental breakfast thing. And that was the only cereal they had left because I got there at like 9:50 and it was closing to 10. So I decided to get a bowl of cornflakes. God, they're awful.
Yeah, it's like
they're
eating crispy,
awful.
Dead skin.
They're awful.
All right, pick a dessert from America that the rest of the world loves.
Cheesecake.
You're exactly right. New York style cheesecake, man. Everybody likes it. It's delicious. Another classic for children and people and adults later in the night.
Chicken nuggets.
Peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really got after it there.
That is a fine combo. Real simple,
so
real
peanut,
delicious.
Is peanut butter American?
Well, George Washington Carver, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing I mean, so. I mean, there's peanut sauce, which
but
is
see,
close,
a lot
but
of other, but that's peanuts, and then they make a sauce. You have a lot of countries do marmalades and all that crap. We're just like, no, we don't want the healthy parts. Just give us the
sugary peanut butter
juice.
And jelly.
Right.
Again, this is a list of American foods people love all over the world. Simple, the BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Hmm. All right.
Which you can't really go wrong with. Oreos makes the list. If you travel the world, especially to Asia, they have some pretty exotic flavors and stuff, which I'd like to try.
Yeah, do that with the Kit Kat over there.
Drink-wise, the Cosmopolitan.
Hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
Makes you feel highfalutin.
Yeah,
makes me feel real drunk, real quick.
Right, it was started by a guy in Manhattan and made it across the world. Coca-Cola's on the list.
Without a doubt, right?
That's pretty simple. Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Good for Ben and Jerry's.
But specifically, the cookie dough ice cream.
Look, all right. They're not wrong.
They don't have a flavor that's bad.
They don't. Tater tots.
Cool. So,
okay. Right, because when you think about Europe and stuff, you have pommes frites, you have like the original chips. French fry, right, chips, this and that. But tater tots are exclusively American. The hot dog makes the list.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves them. Eggs Benedict. That was started in, what I want to say, New York City.
I would have guessed like that came from England or something.
Based on the Benedict.
Right. So you're right. The Hollandaise sauce is French.
Yes.
But I want to say it was made...
by Benedict Arnold.
No, we let
no,
him go.
No, by Johnny Eggs.
Johnny Eggs.
Yeah, you got the names wrong.
Waldorf salad, of course, from the Hotel Ooh. Waldorf Astoria. And then Miles, you're right. Buffalo wings make the
yeah!
list.
Yeah!
That's the one I wanted to make sure they got around the world. People need to try that.
Yeah. You know? I'm with you, man. Buffalo wings are delicious.
Now the next thing you know, they're going to be all about the ranch.
Right. Well, that's why Korean fried chicken is so good in their wings. Because they use cornstarch. Because you had all the American GIs over there, so they wanted wings, but they don't use flour.
Right.
That's why it has a different crunch.
Look at you with the history.
That's some dropping wing knowledge right there. Thank you, head chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the European Food Safety Agency has ruled that mealworms are officially safe to eat.
Well, we know they're safe to eat. It's that we don't want to eat them.
Right.
I mean, you can eat a moth, but you don't want to.
Right. It's not going to kill me to do so. Just tell me if you're going to log it as a food group.
Right. That's the difference. Like, we know. It's fine. I just want to eat mealworms.
I mean, they call them mealworms because, you know, really, they're a meal.
Really?
That's why a chow's called a chow.
That's a fact.
That's sad but true.
That
yeah.
is a true fact. In an extremely rare incident, a male orangutan has taken care of his youngest daughter after her mother...
Come on, Mike. Film
I tried this. So hard to get through it. Okay.
So it's a single father orangutan.
Correct.
And he's taking care of his...
Take care of his daughter, and that's actually fairly rare.
Oh, really?
Usually after the mother dies, the male just bails out.
Oh, damn. Come on, orangutan. You got to be better than that, man.
That's lady's work. I'm out.
You better hope your mama don't die.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I thought they were the compassionate.
Right. They're supposed to be like just lazy, non-crappy primate, right?
Intelligent, somewhat emotional, I guess. You know, they got some heartstrings in there. Nope. This is a very rare incident that a dead orangutan stepped up after the mom died.
Now, wait, it's in a zoo?
Yes.
That's why. People are looking. Hey, remember, Junior, for out in the wild, your ass is on your own. Those goddamn people looking at me every day, so yeah, act like you love me. Yeah.
I'm watching you, Rufus.
Yay. That's all that is. Peer pressure.
A math teacher in Florida was arrested when she was found in her car with meth.
But why did they arrest her?
She was passed out.
No, well, she's a meth teacher.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She teaches mathematics.
I could not help but... find that irony.
Yeah, she's selling drugs. You got to know fractions.
You know, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. The only people I know that know what the metric system off the top of their head sell drugs.
All right, students, how many how many ounces are in a gram?
Ms. Smith, why don't you ever wear sleeves?
Mike, it's grams and an ounce.
Oh, of course. Sorry, my bad.
Weak ass.
Mrs. White, can I have some of your sandwich?
Because you've been chewing it all class.
Right. She's so hungry. Class was over in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We never see her take a bite, but she's always chewing.
Do you need some proactive? A new study found that there's no such thing as too much exercise. I disagree. Do another study. Do a follow-up study that says that there is such a thing as too much exercise.
Okay, marathons. Because people are under this false assumption that a dude ran 26 miles through the sand to deliver a message.
Right.
I'm going bullcrap on that. What did he do after he delivered the message?
Died.
He died. Too much exercise, homie.
Right.
Well, he didn't train well.
That's a good point. He also didn't run the whole way, I'm just telling you.
And it was through sand. That would
there's
suck.
No chance he ran all the way because there's no way to get the message forward. So when you deliver this message to some self-important muckety-muck back in the day, I'd look at him and be like, yeah, I ran all the way here.
Right.
All 26, because you can't disprove it.
Through the doggone desert.
And now people train based on his lie.
And now nobody can actually call him on it because now he's dead. I think he played dead. Victory!
Are they still looking? Can I get up now?
They can't call me on it. Keep on the lookout for the latest candy craze. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Kit Kat Thins.
What are they? Are they just tinier versions?
Yes. They are thinner Kit Kats. Not
do they
tinier,
have less calories?
Thinner.
Yeah, that's because there's less of it.
Right, good. So I can eat twice the amount of them.
Boom!
This is what's going to happen, right?
Well,
right.
Like it's like Oreo Thins, where maybe you only get three Oreos.
Right.
Now you get five.
Right.
You know, it's...
Exactly. You're going to eat until you're satisfied with your Kit Kat.
I know. I've tried this route with stuff, and it's like, this is BS.
Right.
We're just eating twice the amount now.
Right.
They know that.
Right. I got a box of like little pre-packaged Pringle containers. They come with like...
Oh, little tiny ones,
yeah,
right?
They come with like seven chips. Yes, I knocked down two or three of those in a sitting.
So I had three cans.
Right.
Well, they just said tiny. It's okay.
Right. It's all right, because I'm portioning.
Yeah. Well, dude, back in the day, they came out with like this cookie line that was like, it has zero fat. Was it like the Snack Wells or whatever?
Yeah.
And I mean, people rushed to the store to buy it, and it was like, it has zero fat. It has a ton of calories.
Right.
And
this
and
that. Right.
And newsflash, as long as it has 0.9 of whatever, they can say zero.
That, right, that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The Wienermobile is hiring new drivers.
You know what, man? They have new drivers every year. I guess it's not one of those jobs where you you do it once and want to do it again.
Look, I don't know much about the Wienermobile game, but I would think if I have drivers that I can trust to drive it, and I don't mean like doing something stupid, but I mean parking this thing somewhere. Those are the people I'd want to keep. Yep. Well, it's not like it has great sight lines.
Exactly.
It's a ridiculously long vehicle.
Right, you gotta figure this. I think they said it was like $35,000 a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you're basically driving around the country the whole year.
Right.
They're putting you up in hotels.
Yeah.
You're not paying for gas. You're not paying
and
for their
everyone's
car.
Happy to see.
You're just driving around the country. You show up. You park that thing wherever. And then, you know, you continue on. It's like being a roadie in a band. You know what I mean? You're just there. The wiener's the attraction.
Right.
But
right. It has nothing to do with you.
You're just taking it on tour.
Yeah. Ta-da. A new survey found 67% of people are trying to make more quote-unquote micro goals for 2021, which are less ambitious but more doable than your average New Year's resolution.
It's probably a smart thing to do.
I was going
to
say, that's a good call.
Right.
And lucky for you, we have the 10 micro goals people set for 2021. So it's time to go down the list. What do you guys think would be on the 10 micro goals of 2021?
Like save money, but as you micro goal it, like, okay, if I spend $20 a check, I'll only spend 18. Right?
Okay, okay. Ted, any guesses?
Read a book.
Reading a book, okay.
Read a page of a book.
Miles?
Just maybe be a little more active without being specific about it.
Okay, so here are the 10 micro goals people set for 2021. Number 10, walk or bike places instead of driving.
Okay.
All right.
Which isn't bad. If you're close enough to town, you know, walk on in there, go to a restaurant. Maybe walk in and go to the bar. Go to I had a gas station that I'd go to, just a little convenience store. I'd walk there, get a tall boy, and then walk back and drink.
Or eat dinner at home.
Respect that.
Eat dinner at home, and then when you're done, go out and walk around for 45 minutes.
Right. You know? Exactly. Enjoy the night. It's fantastic. Number 9, swap healthier ingredients into foods.
Okay. That's easy. Right.
Exactly.
I use zoodles instead of whatever the hell for my lasagna.
Right.
Don't feed that to me, but I know people can do that.
I've put some Impossible meats into my chilies that are fantastic. When the meat is not the main factor, the Impossible stuff's fantastic.
Sure,
it's great. 10 micro goals people set for 2021. Number 8, prep some meals in advance.
Hey, now.
Mm-hmm. I try to do that, but I can never keep on it.
You do a good job all the time. You bring in lunch a ton. That means you ate that the night before, and you put it in a container, and
exactly.
You brought it in. I mean,
better that than anyone else on this show.
Meal prep.
100%.
I suppose.
You're not thinking about it, right? You made dinner. You have leftovers. You choose to eat your leftovers. You bring it in for lunch.
Right.
So even though you don't think of it as meal prep, That's essentially what you did.
It's the same as making a sandwich in the morning and packing a lunch. You just did it the night before,
right.
Did it more efficiently, didn't waste any food.
Okay. Because that's the thing. That's what I picture it as. Okay, on Sunday, I'm going to make a pot of rice, and I'm going to portion it out for five different days, and then we're going to do salad.
Of course you went rice.
You don't want to eat meatloaf one night and then have it the next night for dinner for your leftovers.
Sure.
Because you just had it. But it doesn't seem to bother me to come in
right.
and have like a meatloaf sandwich the next day.
For lunch,
or finish
right?
them. I just wanted something different for dinner. That's all.
Would you have turkey dinner the day after Thanksgiving?
No. But
you're
eating all day.
Would you have a turkey sandwich?
Yeah. Damn right. Yeah.
Right.
Same difference.
And it's great. You love it. That's like the best part.
I'm a weirdo. I've eaten turkey chili every night this week.
All right.
I made it on Sunday. I don't know why I didn't bring it in for lunch.
You can also freeze some of that stuff, too, especially with chili.
You could.
But he's eating it.
You could, yeah.
You freeze it when you don't eat it.
Because it's delicious.
10 micro goals people set for 2021. Number 7, meditate for a few minutes every day. Which honestly is not a bad plan at all. Clear the mind a little bit, focus on the things that are important, especially when you're done for the day, which would be when I would think to do it. You know, you come in, you do your work, you're focused on your work and all that. When you go home, meditate for half a second, get work out of your brain. What is done is done. You can't do any more of it tonight. It's not going to happen. So just focus on enjoying and relaxing when
now,
you can.
Now, in theory, that is great. With two little kids at home, my quote-unquote meditation, I mean, and it's just a thing, but still, like, they're in bed at 9, the wife will probably fall asleep by 10, so at about 11 o'clock, that's when I take my first legitimate deep breath.
Right.
Right? So it's always late night, I will watch the news, I watch whatever late night TV show, and then at 1, I go to bed.
Right.
But I can only do it in the morning.
Just starting out fresh and getting the day right.
Yeah. Like, I don't, for whatever reason, when I get home, like, I'm just like, all right, like, once everything's done, I don't know if you got to do laundry or cook dinner, right. But like, once it's done, it's like, I'm like, I don't want to sit here for 5 minutes and meditate. I just want to veg out and watch the tube.
Fair.
Yeah, just shut your brain down one way.
Right.
That's why people do yoga. That's why people go running. That's why people take walks. It's a different way to meditate.
Exactly.
But it's an active form of clearing your brain.
Right. Meditation doesn't have to be sitting down cross-legged and oming.
And you're right. And I walk home. So that's almost like meditation.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
That is.
You don't have baby goats on your back when you get home. First thing I do.
Mike's got full-size goats.
Yeah, I mean. Mike's tough. These are full-grown mountain goats.
Get on there, fella.
Number 6, get outside more.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just exercise. Sometimes it's getting that vitamin D, getting some fresh air.
And again, it depends where you live. You know, it's not about the temperature. It's about precipitation. So rain becomes prohibitive where if it snows, you can still go outside.
Right.
You know, kids will play in the snow. They don't want to play in the rain.
If it's cold, you don't want to be out too terrible long. If it's way too hot, you want to get back
outside. Right.
Yeah, right. So, like I said, it's prohibitive, but we can make it happen. 10 micro goals people set for 2021. Number 5, taking vitamins. I feel like I'm starting to get, after I just passed the 30 round, I feel like I'm starting to get to vitamin age.
I don't.
You start taking some supplements, man, get some calcium at night. I seriously would consult your doctor before you do that. Because certain things you don't
need. That is fair.
Certain things you just don't need. Mm-hmm. Certain things you do need. We need vitamin D here. A lot of people do.
Absolutely.
They don't in San Diego.
Right.
Right.
So don't just randomly go, I'll take something. I mean, you need to know why you're taking what you're taking.
That's fair. Not bad at all. Number 4, drink more water.
I'm pretty good about it. But usually it's in the morning chugging after a night of drinking.
Right. I feel like that's fairly standard advice really to anybody. I don't think that that's really a resolution, more of just doctor's orders. Guys, just drink more water.
It's water.
Right.
It speeds up your metabolism.
It is crazy. Some people just, for whatever, they just can't drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The 10 micro goals people set for 2021. Number 3, eat more nutritious food for lunch.
Nah. I mean, I should, but I know I'm not going to.
Kind of goes back to prepping meals in advance.
It does, but if you are going to go to that well of not eating the best or maybe eating more carbohydrates or whatever, do that at breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
Because your body's still active and it's still burning calories and you're still moving.
Right,
you might
want
to cut back on your dinner.
Right.
A little bit as far as your carbohydrates or the fatty foods.
Because you probably don't do anything.
But your
after
body's
that.
Burning that all day. There's nothing wrong with going to McDonald's for lunch. You just don't want to go there at 11 o'clock at night and have like a fourth meal.
Exactly.
That's Taco Bell, don't.
Yeah, right.
Number 2, maintain my weight.
Yeah.
It's not losing weight. It's not getting ripped. It's merely I want a flat plane throughout
2021. What did you weigh in high school?
Me? 180.
What do you weigh now?
Like, anywhere from 185 to 192.
Okay. I weigh the same that I weighed in high school, 195.
I've put on a few since high school.
Ted weighs less.
Yeah, but I mean,
you put
in
the work.
Really high up there.
Yeah, but that's why you played it right.
Right.
Every time you go to reunion, Ted, you look great. Like, damn right I do.
When we go, it's like, Jesus, dude, what happened? Serious. Okay. That's not a lie. It's not even jokes. Not even funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And this is the number one micro goal that people set for themselves in 2021.
Dosing.
We've danced all the way around it. Eat less takeout or fast food. Prepare your meals. And to be honest with you, I've been on that one as well. This for me, it's already been set as the year. More home-cooked stuff.
I think it might happen more this year only because people have gotten more used to it because of 2020.
Sure. Right?
Places closed down and all that. But if I have my druthers, F that,
I'm
going, man.
I'm tired of cooking. I just cooked for a year straight. F all you. I want to go out and sit down, have a beer, and have a cute waitress ask me if I want another one.
Yeah. I told you my big one is just if I buy it, eat it.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's wasting, not a bad plan. Like, I don't know. It's one thing for the nutrition side, but God, I feel like an idiot when you throw out food.
Don't waste your food, man.
A Pennsylvania woman got drunk and decided to pay her ex a visit. I'll tell you how that went 1 hour from now.
Okay, thank you, Mike Hogg. We appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contest on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.